Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went from the dead, they will repent. And listen to 31. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded one rose from the dead. This reading is so important. There's so many debates on this reading of whether this was a true story or whether it was a parable. That, to me, is not important. You know, one thing to note that in a parable, Jesus never named a person, but in this instance, he names a person, Lazarus. Whether it's a parable or not, it teaches what hell will be like. It teaches what hell is like. Let me correct that. And Jesus is very clear when he's talking about this subject. Jesus talked about hell as, again, so much. He was so concerned about it. In another place in the Bible, he talks about plucking out your eye, cutting off your feet, that you may enter life maimed or halt, or instead of entering into hell where there's torment. Hell was very serious to Jesus, and he didn't want you to go there. But what can we learn from the rich man and the beggar about hell? What can we learn from the rich man and the beggar about hell? Well, if we look at verse 22, this is very enlightening. The rich man had no escort to hell. He simply opened his eyes and he was in hell being tormented in this flame. Verse 22 tells us that the beggar died, and get this, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Wow, that is a great thought for those that have received Jesus Christ, that we get an escort into heaven. We get an escort, and that the angels escorted Lazarus into Abraham's bosom, or that place of rest. But the sad thing in verse 23, it says, well, verse 20, at the end of ladder 22, it said the rich man also died and was buried. There was no escort for him. And he lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torment. What a sad story that is. No escort, and he ends up being tormented in hell. And then the rich man, I think, teaches us one of the most saddest thing there is that he is conscious in hell. He's awake. He's alert. He has all of his senses. See, taste, feel, hear, and smell. And they're all in effect. He even prays, knowing that his prayer will not be answered. He prays for mercy. He prays that Abraham may send Lazarus, that he may simply dip his finger in water, because he say he thirst. Knowing that in hell, even though he thirst, it will never be quenched.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.